Chapter 3. Sage counted again. 12. Including herself, there were 12 girls seated at the round silver table in the headmistress's enormous office. Each seat had a hollow place card in front of it. Sage was sitting between Tessa, a girl with bright green curls who seemed really kind, and Adora, whose eyes were an amazing shade of light blue. Everyone was dressed in their finery, and it looked like they were all sitting down to a fancy dinner party, minus the place settings and the food, of course. Sage was across from a girl in a black mask with pink sequins. Sage frowned as she took in the girl's magenta eyes and fuchsia hair. She wore a puffy layered skirt and a short-sleeved rhinestone-trimmed jacket with an enormous ruffled collar over a hot pink and black striped blouse. She also had on black lace gloves. She was very striking. Wasn't she the same girl Sage had spotted standing on the balcony during the procession? And didn't that mean she was an upperclassman? What was she doing at new student orientation? It was all very confusing. Sage then looked curiously at the others around the table, matching each face with the name on the place card. Adora, Tessa, Gemma, who was chatting away. Sage recognized her as the girl who had stuck out her tongue in the auditorium. Vega, Leona, who had been singing and dancing on the quad, Clover, Libby, the girl in pink who had tripped on her train during the procession, Piper, Astra, Cassie, and Scarlet, the masked upperclassman. Sage noticed that Vega looked a bit worried, and Piper seemed lost in thought, twirling a piece of her seafoam green hair around her finger. Libby was studying everyone intently. Astra, who somehow managed to make her bright red gown look sporty, was attempting to have a friendly chat with Cassie, who was shooting glances around the room, apparently unable to concentrate on small talk. Sage herself felt like she was going to jump out of her skin if she didn't find out what was going on.